Definitely glad to be here. To be fair, Melbourne's weather wasn't too great, but there is a great atmosphere here in Manchester, and the team are very welcoming, you know. And I've been walking around the city just getting a feel for it, and I'm really enjoying it so far.
And when you come to a new club, it's nice that they throw a bit of a barbecue for you and put on a party.
Yeah, with training in front of a few spectators while there's massive skyscrapers about. Yeah, it's quite interesting, but you know, it's good for everyone to come and see Sale Sharks, understand what we're about this year, and obviously moving to a new stadium. Hopefully Friday nights will be jam-packed and full of excitement.
The club's trying to make a real statement of intent about its future at the moment. Steve Diamond very keen to have the club going in the right direction. You've got the move to the new stadium at Salford. You've got yourself a big name player coming in. Are you confident that this can be a successful season for Sale?
I think that's definitely what we're all striving towards. I think Steve Diamond's got everything going forward in the right direction. He's been making the moves off the field. He's been making sure the club's been not losing a lot of money. He's made some big signings with Richie Gray and Effin Roberts, and obviously Henry Faree's like a new signing because he's fit again this year. So you know, those are three massive players that are really very exciting to have in the team. And then obviously the likes of Cueto and Peel and the players that have been here for a while, and the young players even like Will Addison and Rob Miller, who had fantastic seasons last year. I think this is a good time to be around the Sale Sharks team, and it's just going up and moving forward.
And you yourself, you exploded onto the scene at London Wasps, and everyone was so excited to see you as this young, bright fly half in England. You've been away over in Australia, so we've not seen as much of you as we'd like. Are you looking forward to sort of reminding people over here exactly what you're capable of?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. Australia was a great experience for me, and I learned a lot as a player, and it was something that I never would have been able to do, you know, if I decided just to stay in England and play in the English conditions. And by going over, you know, I've expanded my game, and I'm looking forward to coming back and playing in a city where, you know, sport's one of the biggest things here and people love it. And hopefully we'll just get to pack out Salford City Stadium on Friday nights.
That's one of the big challenges for Sale, of course, because Manchester's got so much going on with City and United and Salford City Reds as well. There's a lot of sport to choose from, so it's a tough market to crack in a way, but you're confident that Sale can bring those big crowds in?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my weekends are going to consist of playing Friday nights and going to watch United or City on Saturday evenings or afternoons or even on Sundays. You know, I think sport's a big part of my life, and I'm looking forward to just taking part in playing in it and then going to watch it, whether it be Man United or City, probably more Man United.
And first success with Sale, but I suppose you've still got aspirations of getting back into that England team as well.
Yeah, definitely, you know, that's the ultimate goal, that's what I'm reaching for. But like you say, I've got massive aspirations here at Sale. I've got to get into this team and make sure I'm a starting fixture and really sort of show my experience and show this squad, you know,